Hey, good morning.
What's up?
What's happening? It's Brock. It's Hunter. 8:13. Good morning. We were lollygagging, horsing around.
What else did we do?
Just horsing around in here. Anyway, 8:13. Quick look at your forecast for today. A little bit colder. Not too bad today. We are going to get some snow in the afternoon. And then tonight, guaranteed 100% snow, Hunter. 100%. And then it's cooling off. We can see 2 to 4 inches. Friday, actually, we got lake effect snow and then -5 for the wind chills.
What if we don't get bombed with snow again this year and we just don't really have any snow? Does that mean an early spring by chance?
Or a late winter? I don't know.
Yeah.
What'd that gopher say?
I don't know.
That woodchuck. That goofy-ass woodchuck.
He doesn't know a damn thing.
He just guesses he's a woodchuck.
Yeah. He's just lucky he's not getting shot.
There's one guy in the orange, like, just put him down.
Yeah.
Just put him down. Let him run.
It's like my dad. He loves raccoons. He'll feed every raccoon that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Woodchuck shows his face, though.
You damn woodchuck.
He's just running for the gun. It's like, what, why? What's that, the difference?
Right? That woodchuck's not chucking anymore. What is he?
Because
he's dead. Anyway, yeah. So we do have a winter weather advisory, so it's going to be cold. Just be ready for
that. And I actually looked this up one time. Why do people hate woodchuck? Well, they ruin crops. They're ruining fields. They're doing... Like, Dad, we don't have any crops. We hardly have a field.
But if we did, they would be a I don't want them getting comfortable.
Leave them alone.
If your mother and I want to grow corn, I don't want them having a little siesta here.
I guess we do have a wood pile that they keep chucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
What's that one commercial for?
It's a Geico.
Geico?
Yeah.
You dang woodchucks! That's what started it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, the WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? Okay, I got eating a phone or drugged up trucker.
Eating a phone? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
You got a new phone? Let's test it out.
So there's a 44-year-old guy named Matthew Flaherty, and he was on a flight last year from London to Iceland, and he was drinking straight gin out of the bottle and got extremely drunk.
Damn, dude.
Woo! I mean, he didn't like
gin.
Fun. Yeah, you right
like
out of the
you
bottle.
You like gin?
I like gin if it's mixed.
Yeah.
You know, like a gin and tonic.
I feel like I'm drinking a pine tree.
Yeah, there's certain ones that aren't so good. Well, he started hitting on a female passenger, and when she ignored him, he started cursing her out and screaming he was going to kill her family.
Ah, jeez, man.
Then he shouted more death threats at the flight crew. So he's a fun drunk. That's what I'm gathering.
What gin will do to you.
Then he took his cell phone apart and started eating the pieces.
Huh.
He also left the battery on his seat, and it started smoking. Flight attendant dunked it in water to get it to stop. The pilots decided to divert the flight to an airport in Scotland where Matthew was escorted off the plane and arrested. He was in court this week and pleaded guilty to several charges, including disorderly conduct and making violent threats. He'll be sentenced next month.
Until his stomach started ringing. Hang on, I gotta take this. Phone in your stomach?
What? Yeah, I was hungry during my flight. Have you ever been so drunk that you decided to eat your cell phone?
Close, one time. No, absolutely
The phone
not.
Looked pretty good.
It did.
A little bit of ketchup fell on it. I was like, well, hell, might as well. It's a hot dog.
When you said she was dunking it in the water, I thought she was going to dunk it, as in, like, dunking the phone. Like that lady at the basketball games who dunks her chicken nuggets in her Coke.
So, needless to say, Matthew, stay away from the gin.
Yeah.
And stay off of planes. That's probably a smart play.
Mm-hmm.
This phone's delicious.